Roo, we sometimes think this is our favourite part of the week, but we never know what's coming. The top five.
Well, it's at our expense anyway, but doesn't matter. We love it.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five, we learnt Superman now has some Superman love.
Apparently he's come out as bisexual in a new comic.
What?
This is very 2021. If Superman's bisexual, then there's going to be a lot of bisexuals around.
I prefer the standard heterosexual Superman with the blue tights and fully visible underwear.
Oh, hang on. Superman.
That was very good. Is it a bird?
It's a bird.
No, it's not a bird. It's a bloke.
Number four.
After a long trade period, the Crows finally landed Jordan Dawson. And we learnt Dits was mad he didn't come to Port.
I could have got your vouchers at the Port Pizza Bar. I could have got you your own car park at Albert and Oval. Right in a palmy at the Albert and Hotel. I could have lined up all sorts of things.
Well, it's a bit late to be saying that now, I reckon.
Yeah, Dits can get you anything, even a new nickname.
There was a media report, Jawson, that Jordan... Who else springs to mind, Jawson? Who's Jordan?
Let's see what people around the office think of Dits' new name for Jordan Dawson.
Jawson? That's no good. What should we call him then? Kitmar. But his nickname is already Smokey. He's known at Sydney as Smokey. Why would you call him Jawson?
Yeah, that nickname's not catching on. Still better than Haydo's nickname for Jordan Dawson.
In 19 minutes, the Crows' latest draft, Jordan Dawson.
Jordan Dawson.
Number three.
There have been some inseparable couples over time. Sid and Nancy, Cheech and Chong, Woody and Buzz, Carl and Lisa, and of course, Ruined Dits.
Lisa Wilkinson, she was asked about her relationship with Carl Stefanovic. Apparently they're not friends. They don't catch up.
Yeah, so that's not uncommon, is it?
Well, if you and I would have split, I'd like to think you'd ring me, Roo.
You can,
You're terrible.
Number two.
We learnt that Tuesday was No Bra Day.
Very important topic, this No Bra Day.
This show has gone nuts about nicknames before.
10 different names for your testicles.
Plums, testes, satsumas, grapes,
right.
The bell end, chandeliers, agates, the yo-yos.
I haven't heard that.
The doorbells.
Who's there?
Words for boobies.
All right, come in.
I love funny names for body parts.
All right, we'll get to yours in just a moment. All right, let's go to Julia Prospect.
Well, they mean norks.
Dolly.
Dollies.
Dolly Parton.
Chest puppies.
Yeah. I call them the twins.
Cuddle cushions.
The Throbney Bits.
What? I've never heard that.
You haven't you? Right, no. Swain. The Bristol cities.
All right, 1-3-3. Hey, save them, Dits. You can't
Salt
win the
Lake City.
You can't win the $100 voucher.
Right.
Go to Craigmore. G'day, Annette. What do you call the boobies?
Crumb catchers.
You have to give them a bit of a shake out from time to time.
It's true.
Might be time for a serviette, Annette.
Number one.
After destroying a public toilet in Truro,
it was like a houseboat pulling up to the poo station.
God, the murders aren't even the worst thing that have happened in Truro now.
Roo's questionable toilet habits were back in the spotlight. He really is the golden
shower
boy of poor toilet choices.
Roo, on the couch at home, icing his knee, but you had Joe Ricciuto. And the poor lad, his job yesterday, I've seen a photo of this. In fact, we've put it up on the Triple M socials and people are commenting. The poor kid, he's had to walk out with a Fluorio milk carton full of your urine.
I hope that someone empties Rules piss in a bottle, yeah.
And Deb says, that's not apple juice.
Rules pissed in a bottle.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Another action-packed week here on Triple M.
We cover the hard-hitting topics here on Triple M.